Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been, and still is, Ann Hirsch.
Still here.
And before we go back to the Christine Liu show, I just wanted to bring everybody up to date on last week. I was bringing Christmas decorations down from my house, and I wound up calling TRI. Which is the
Rehabilitation Institute,
which has been on the program before and will be on the program again, Andrew Cohen.
Yep.
And they send three guys to the house in an hour. They had done the work. And this is an organization that you can get calling 311. Mm-hmm. As a resident of the town, 60 years of age or older, they will come, like right now, if you haven't taken your air conditioners out, they'll take your air conditioner out of the window and put it in the basement for you. They're not going to paint your house, but if you need help doing some things, literally changing a light bulb, that's the type of thing. And my understanding of the Institute, and Andrew will talk more about it when he comes on, is they're teaching these guys to go out and get jobs.
So the TRI, it's through Project Independence, we have, it's called the Help at Home Program. And we've been partnering with them forever, and it's an amazing program, and I love it because I helped oversee the program, and I love getting the surveys back and really seeing what a difference it makes for people to, age in place safely. And what makes this program even more special is that it's a job training program. So the people that are in here have different disabilities, but their goal is to eventually get a job, and many of them have. So
right.
You come in, you call 311, and it's a very closely monitored program by Project Independence. You would call 311, be connected to one of our social workers. The social worker does the assessment, comes in, and make sure whatever your request is. And then TRI comes in. They always come in with a job supervisor.
Yep.
And you fill out a survey after, and this way, it very rarely, but if there ever is a complaint, I call Andrew and it gets handled, like that. But it's such a rewarding program. We've had them on the radio program a bunch of times.
We had a bunch of them on once. I remember in the very beginning.
And they, it's just an amazing, amazing service. It really is just great.
John, just clarify for me.
Yeah.
When they came, they took down Christmas items from the attic or something?
Right.
Did they put the items up, like, in the outside of the house?
Oh, no. All I wanted them to do was bring the boxes down. But I had, like, say, 40 boxes. So to make 40 trips up and down to the attic, it was a little too much for me. And usually I have my son-in-laws and stuff do it. This year it wasn't working out time-wise with everybody. And so I thought of TRI, and so they didn't put it, I don't know if they would or not, but their job was just to help the senior, so to speak. So that was a function I couldn't do. I couldn't go up and down the stairs
all day. No, and
that's,
and through the program, so we have, there's a bunch of, concrete services that they can provide. Obviously, they can provide certain things that require licenses.
Right.
But, moving heavy items is something that is popular. And a lot of people bringing out the Christmas tree or,
right.
So you see a lot of seasonal requests, which I think are interesting. Gutter cleaning is probably our number one.
Yep.
So they clean your gutters on the first floor.
Yep.
Will they do anything with cleaning the snow off the sidewalks?
Yeah, they don't really, it depends about, not really will they be doing snow removal because it's very hard. That's something that's very tricky to tackle because of, you can't really guarantee people would be able to come certain things. They used to do snow removal, so they don't really do that. They do
like
cleaning.
Shouldn't be, like what Samana was talking about, that you could fall. You shouldn't be going on a step stool to change something.
Mm-hmm.
You can call them. They'll go on the step stool because they're younger guys, and there's two or three of them, and they'll take whatever you want off the top shelf, and that's it for a lady.
No, and a lot of people that call up, you're able to use the program three times a year.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay.
And a lot of people that call up, will do a bunch of items at once, which is great, so it's kind of like they know when to, change your light bulbs or change your smoke detector batteries or,
those kind of things, I agree.
They'll clean your windows on the first floor. There's a bunch of different things. And the bottom line is we always tell people, call 311. You'll be connected to the social worker. And the social worker will work with you and explain to you all the services that are offered by the program, which is really wonderful. And I just think it's such
an
amazing,
it's
one of my favorite. And when I see these surveys come back from people just really glowing about the experience and how much it helped them, and helps you to remain in your home, which I think is really great. So
this just goes back again to Project Independence. It requires a call to 311. You don't realize what they have. Who would think that you could call a town and they could help you bring your Christmas decorations down. I mean, who has it?
No, you know, and it's what's great about it, because it's a lot of, you know, David Linden, we've even talked about it. It's so many things that you take for granted, you know, that, you know, you say, oh, you know, like, and you don't realize how it really makes or break things, you know, that you might have these crazy high hi-hats or something in your ceiling, and, you know, 20 years ago, it might have been easy for you to do it, you know, and now it's not so easy. So it's just really great that we have an organization that it's just nice, you know, and that's really what we always say Project Independence is all about. We're not trying to duplicate services, but, you know, through our partnerships, there's all these amazing organizations out there that we're able to connect with. And, you know, another one we're having on is Rebuilding Together Long Island. Which is an amazing organization as well. It's a volunteer-based organization. This one is that's actually income-based because the work that they provide is more intensive.
Right.
So they'll, but we have a partnership with them through Project Independence. So we've had so many ramps installed in people's houses.
Right.
You know, grab bars put up. You know, little minor repairs here and there for things. So they're an amazing organization too, and they'll be on also in January.
Okay.
So we have a bunch of our wonderful partners that we always love to showcase and.
You know what, just to sidetrack a bit, the Unitarian Universalist Congregation where I'm involved, I think I told Christina, had a program a couple of weeks ago, which didn't turn out very well because it was a computer program, teaching computer. They tried to teach everything at the same time, iPad, iPhone, computer, and we have them in the town where... It's specific. Bring your phone and we'll deal with the phone. Bring your computer. And so it was the first time they did it. And I said to them, I said, you're reinventing the wheel. Hook up with 911. I'm with 911 with 311. And I don't remember the woman's name. She would come here and or go to her class.
No, and that's you know, something actually we have one of our interns has been working and as soon as that is done, I'm going to bring it in because a bunch of the local libraries have been doing this thing where they have high school students in, and you're able to come in, bring your iPhone, your iPad, and ask just a concrete question. You know, because a lot of, we actually received a lot of seniors saying, you know, I don't want to sit through all class. I just want like a quick question, like, how do I, you know, look for something? Where is this app or whatever it might be? And you're able to go and ask this. And it's really an amazing program that a lot of libraries are starting to do now. So as soon as we get all that information, we'll be able to tell people exactly
which
libraries.
And all these things, people don't pay attention, but that's the benefit of Project Independence. Now, the UU does tremendous stuff also. And actually, if I can say it, Christina's grandfather is going to have a show in June or July or August, I don't remember exactly when it is, with the photos that he's taken over the years. And it's going to be, the art gallery is going to have all his stuff put up from his photography. But also within photography, Club 125 publishes pictures of new upcoming photographers. It was an amazing thing when I was doing the research.
Wow, that's lovely.
Club 125.
That's very nice.
Work with me, Anne.
Well, this seems to be the lead
on to, get this one out.
To one of my classic questions. Does this have anything to do with Christina's birthday?
That's right.
Absolutely.
What does it mean, John?
It's 125 days till her birthday.
Wow, we are rapidly approaching 100.
You know what? Because we're skipping here and there.
We are just flying. I mean, these days are really coming very fast. So everyone, I hope everyone marked that down. You know.
Yes, absolutely.
We're getting to that 100-day mark, people. So let's get ready. But enough about that. I really also want to remind people that we got this great press release through Governor Cuomo announcing that $327 million will be available in home heating assistance for New Yorkers. God willing that the weather stays mild.
It's
not going to complain.
So far, yeah.
I enjoy this. You know, I'm not looking forward to a freezing cold winter, but if it so happens... We really want to remind people that the there's a program called the Home Energy Assistance Program. It is based upon income, but if you call 311, which we actually receive a lot, because when it was starting to get cold, it was like a week or two ago, we had a lot of requests about heat issues and a lot of people, you know, having struggling, you know, because they're expensive. Heating costs, especially, I have oil, so... It's very expensive. You know, when we get the oil bill, it's a running joke in our house because we try and place bets about how much the oil bill will be. But, you know, it's really something that is important. You can call 311. A social worker will give you all your options and help you. If you do qualify for these things, you know, you'd be able to do that. And I think it's really important because, and this is, you want to get the applications in. You know, you don't really want to have to worry till the emergency occurs. So please call 311 and you'll be connected to one of our social workers who could help you if you do qualify for this home energy assistance program. I think it is really important. So just, we want everyone to be aware that these programs are out there, you know, and it's certainly not easy.
That's just, it's just awareness of all. There is so much stuff.
No, and most people, you know, you want to remain in your house, you know, and to do so, it's important to educate yourself and be aware of all these different programs out there that, you know, are. And something else we're going to be having coming on, it's Green Homes is a partnership through with Town North Hempstead. And they come in and they do a free energy assessment in your home, which I think is really wonderful. And this way, you can figure out different things that you can qualify for, which I think is really, really great. So please stay tuned for that, because that'll be on our January 5th show. So
okay,
in the new
okay,
year, we're
okay.
going to have a representative on from Long Island Green Homes who's going to tell us all about that. So it's definitely important. And it's just, you know, North Hempstead has all these partnerships too, which I think is great, because they want people to be able to stay in North Hempstead. And by doing so, you know, this is what you do.
I agree with you. And again, I always go back to 311.
Absolutely, for
make
anything.
Make the phone call. Ask a question.
And I said, that's right. And if we don't have the answer, you know, we'll find a place that does. You know, no, and we don't hang up on you and say, sorry, we don't have the answer. So,
and actually, this is a bizarre question. 311 is 24/7 or no?
No, it's not.
Okay, what is 311?
It's 9 to 5? I can get this. It's different hours, but I could find out the specific.
Okay,
it's
fine.
Open till like 7 or...
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
okay.
So it's pretty late.
Perfect. That's it. Another show, another wonderful show is wrapped up, and I really, it's amazing. Each week, and I have to compliment Christina, that she gets these people to come on who really share their compassion and their knowledge, which was just tremendous. I wish everybody a wonderful weekend.
That's
You've
right.
been listening
be
to Senior Talk
week.
Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be back next week.